Exciting times here in Sanborn County. It's 4-H Achievement Days, and I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490 here in Forestburg, visiting with Nathan Linke of the Town and Country Kids Red Group 4-H Club. He is quite busy here, to say the least, at Achievement Days. Nathan, thanks for visiting with us. And I say you've got a lot of horticulture. Tell us what you brought to Achievement Days.
Oh, we brought quite a bit of stuff, at least five different varieties of peppers. We have some tomatoes, we have a couple watermelons, and as well as some other stuff like broccoli and cabbage.
How big is your garden?
Our garden is just about a third of an acre.
So when do you plant it?
Planting begins in the spring, just about as soon as we can get out, and my mom is the one who really loves the garden, so just about as soon as we can get out and start planting stuff, when it's dry enough and I still have enough moisture, we get out there and get stuff going.
You've got so many different varieties here. Let's talk about cabbage. How do you raise cabbage?
Cabbage, one huge thing with that is powdering them for bugs, because when you're raising them, and if you don't powder them, the bugs will eat them so bad that they'll have holes all over them. So you have to regularly powder them to keep those bugs off them, to keep them looking nice.
Do you grow cabbage from seed, or do you get something that's been started?
We get seed.
And so you're going right from the beginning.
Yep.
Now, I see you're also showing broccoli. How do you go about raising broccoli?
Actually, that's another big thing with the powdering, too. Keeping the bugs off them so the plants can put more nutrients to the head. And you have to keep a watch on the heads, because when they get too big, you'll have to cut them. And then, actually, my dad has been freezing a lot of those to keep it for the winter. And then the head will grow back. But you gotta keep cutting the old head off to make sure you don't get too big, because then it'll get ugly and won't be any good for show.
And you also mentioned selling watermelons. How long have you been raising watermelons?
My family doesn't really raise them to sell that much, but my extended family has a long history in selling watermelons. My mom grew up, her family sold them at a roadside stand. Part of my family still does, and we still love to raise them in the garden to have some for us to eat as well.
And how do you raise watermelons?
They grow best in sandy soil, so I don't know. Put it in the ground and let it grow. Make sure it has plenty of water.
And, of course, you seed these, correct?
Yep.
How long does it take for a watermelon to go from seed to harvest?
It depends on the watermelon. You just got to keep a good eye on it, and some of them will be ripe before the other ones. I can't say I really know an exact date, but keep an eye on it.
Let's move on to your beef show. You're showing a black Angus heifer and a black Angus steer. How do you get them ready for show?
Preparation for the show cattle start months in advance. Actually, we've had them in the barn. Well, we have show cattle in the barn all year round. We have the new ones in before we get the old ones out, because we want to be feeding them and get them broke to lead while they're still small enough to pull around. And then that makes it a lot easier coming into the summer. They're a lot easier to get broke to lead and to be able to feed them good, to get them to look the way we want them to. And then a few months before the show is when you really get intensive with them, washing them, drying them every day, working with them, leading them around, practicing showing so that they're comfortable in the show ring and with the show stick, and really just a lot of patience working with them. Don't get mad at them, because that's when they get wild and don't want to do what you want. And so just takes a lot of time.
And I know this is more than just practicing leading your animal around the ring. Nutrition plays a big part in it as well.
Yes. As I think I stated, you spend months in advance feeding them to get them to look how you want them to. We feed oats and corn and mixed with some other supplements, Nutribase, cottonseed hulls, all that stuff to try to get them to look how we want them to. We'll feed them more corn if we want them to gain more weight, feed them more of the oats and cottonseed if we want them to not gain so much weight, to try to pace them to get them ready to be at the right weight and look their best at the show.
And you've been involved in 4-H for 10 years now, Nathan. You're thinking about trying any other projects in the future?
Maybe not so many new ones, just looking back at some of the older ones that I have done and maybe haven't done in a couple years, just look back at those and try some of those out again.
Nathan, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience and why they might want to join 4-H, what would you tell them?
You know, 4-H is just such a unique experience. You know, it's not just one of those organizations for somebody living on a farm, and that's what makes it so great. There's opportunities for everyone, whether you do live on a farm or you live in a small town or even a big city. There's so many opportunities like robotics and public speaking and special foods, learning how to cook. There's just so much stuff you can do that whatever you want to do, whatever will suit your interest, you can find something to do in 4-H and find somewhere to explore that and get better at that.
Nathan Linke of the Town and Country Kids Red Group 4-H Club, thanks for visiting with us today, and good luck here at Achievement Days.
Thank you.
And that's Nathan Linke here at Sanborn County Achievement Days in Forestburg. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.